And we're going to go fishing, the fishing opener going on this weekend. Julia Thompson will try this again. It was my mistake. Julia with the Albert Lea Anglers. And Julia, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, I apologize for that. I'm the new guy still figuring out how everything works.
Oh, no problem.
Now, Julia, talk about, first of all, the Albert Lea Anglers. I'm assuming you're a big fisherman. You enjoy fishing?
No, you assumed wrong.
I don't fish at all. You don't fish at all? Okay.
So, no, I am the person that doesn't fish that runs a fishing team. I don't know how that works, but it does.
So how did you get involved with the Albert Lea Anglers?
Well, I have a son that fished, all his buddies fished, and when they were little, they'd go all around the lake to different spots. They had little wagons behind their bikes, and they'd pack all their stuff for the day, and they'd be off. They loved it. So my son started researching, and he told me there was high school fishing teams, which I'm like, you know, Griff, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, he proved it to me. I started making some phone calls saying, what do I have to do to start one of these things in Albert Lea? And, I mean, I still have an email from one of the other moms that said, what happens if you get 20 kids? We have 74 kids now.
Oh, wow. 74?
Yeah.
How long have the anglers been around?
This is our fifth year.
Wow. So when you say the Albert Lea Anglers is a fishing club, what do they all do? Do they have certain get-togethers where they go fishing? Are there fishing contests they participate in? What are some of the activities associated with the group?
Well, we kind of do it all. We try and do some volunteer work. We just participated in the lake cleanup. We take mentally handicapped people fishing, usually in August. That's one of our biggest and funnest events. Then we also meet and we do fishing lessons. We have meetings with speakers. We use an app called Fish Donkey. I know that's a crazy name, but all the kids, they fish. They can fish wherever they want, and they just take a picture in this app, and it registers the fish and registers the kid and places the fish, you know, in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all for us, which we used to have to do manually. We used to have the kids text us when they caught fish, and we had a code that we would send out, and they'd write this little code on their hand. And so when it was a weekend where we had a tournament, I'd get tons and tons of photos of kids with codes on their hands and bass fish.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, the app has really been a lifesaver, especially now with 74 kids.
And you said Fish Donkey.
Fish Donkey, yes.
I like and the name. It's unique.
You know, it's a popular app. A lot of fishermen use it, and it's really, really getting popular. So.
Now, Julia, again, Julia Thompson with the Albert Lea Anglers here on Kate Radio. What ages are involved in the group? Is there an age limit?
Yes. So let's see. We take 6th graders through 12th graders. And so right now our season, you know, we're kind of in the middle of our season. And our seniors will be leaving this fall. And then we'll start registration again at the end of this year.
So when you talk about seasons, when does the season start? And you mentioned it ends in the fall. When does it start?
You know, we've been starting in January, and we've been doing a couple ice fishing tournaments. We usually do a tournament during the big freeze. And then, let's see, during the lake cleanup, we always have Carpapalooza, and that's when they can go out and catch carp.
Okay.
And then also do the lake cleanup that weekend. In fact, what they have to do to enter the tournament is submit a photo of themselves with a bag of garbage from lake cleanup.
Oh, wow.
That's their entry fee.
Okay. No, I like the public service things that this group does. That's amazing. Now, if someone has a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter, do they have to know how to fish to be part of the anglers? Can they be someone that wants to learn more and get involved that way?
You bet. We've got kids at every level. We've got kids that participate in state and national competitions, and we've got kids that just like to go out every once in a while and do some fishing. So it's all levels.
So if you have, again, a youngster that maybe is spending too much time around the house or on the video games, get them in the Albert Lea Anglers organization. Again, Julia Thompson with us here on KATE Radio. And Julia, if somebody would like to get more information about the Anglers and possibly assign their, again, their son, their daughter, grandson, or granddaughter up, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, a couple different ways. We're on Facebook, and we post a lot of pictures of the kids, so you can find us there. We have an email address, albertleaanglers@gmail.com, or you can always call me, 507-438-2622.
507-438-2622. So you won't be on a boat this weekend because you just run the club.
I will not. Right. You know, what I've been called before is the momager. So I'm kind of the mom that, you know, takes care of everything, make sure, you know, are you signed up for this? Do we have the right shirt size for your jersey? Get the sponsors. You know, there's lots of things to be done.
Every great organization needs a momager. I like it. I like it a lot. Julia Thompson with the Albert Lea Anglers. And Julia, thank you so much for the time. And best of luck to all the anglers that are going out there fishing this weekend.
Yep. It'll be a fun one.
Okay. Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it.